So our next guest is Nano Stern, who will be performing Sunday, October 29th here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy. Nano is joining us on the phone from a tour stop in Canada. Welcome, Nano.
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me properly?
I hear you just perfectly.
Great, so do I. Nice to be here, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the air. So before we get into what you're going to be doing at the Sanctuary, do you maybe want to familiarize our listeners with the tradition that you come from, the Nueva Canción tradition?
Sure. Well, I'm a leader, so to say, of a band of musicians who all of us come from Chile. Chile is quite an interesting place within South America culturally. We have quite a specific history, political history, social history, and of course with that comes cultural history as well. And it is a very interesting moment to be living and to be doing arts in Chile, because I think there is a strong connection now, probably as strong as there ever was, with our tradition, no? And shedding new light into the tradition and allowing it to sort of live a new life, no? Of its own, without forgetting where we come from, but also being very much aware that we have to keep moving in order to keep things alive.
Could you say a little more about the situation in Chile? I know a lot of people in America are familiar politically with Chile around the Allende assassination and the Pinochet regime, but what's going on there now and how is it affecting the cultural scene?
Sure, well, it's been 40 years since that, so just to make it very, very, very in basic terms for those who are not aware, Chile had the first socialist government elected in a democratic way, first one in history, no, in 1970, and then this was Nixon and Kissinger times, and this was no fun, of course, for not a good thing for them.
Right.
The Cold War, so they intervened. There was a very, very tough, very cruel military dictatorship for almost 20 years, and then in 1990, the country regained its democracy, but similar cases in South Africa, for example, these countries are regaining a democracy, but under certain terms, which are not full, no? It's like a process, it's a gradual thing, and I think it's been really our generation, which was born in the end of the dictatorship, which has now come of adult age, that we have started to stand up and speak up, because there is a lack of real democracy, you know? There is a lack of real rights for the people, and as in music, as I said before, there is a new connection towards our roots culturally, also politically. I think there is a revival of voices speaking up, you know, and saying, okay, we need to take it one step further and rebuild our country.
Is this a revival of the socialist message?
In a way, it is, but of course, with a complete different approach. No, it's now well into the 21st century. There is no real socialism anywhere. No, as it was back then when Allende governed, of course. So it would be a little bit absurd to go around with red flags and, you know, and demanding for the Soviets to come back. It's of course not that, but it has to do with social rights. It has to do with the people standing up to say things like health and education are basic social rights, and we have to work together into making sure that not everything is just flowing away in the abyss of the market, of the free market, because Chile has been an experiment, really, of the neoliberal politics. No, it has been very hardcore, much more extreme in most ways than even the United States, where all of this ideology came from. No, they took Chile and they, by force, you know, they forced us into a direction which is completely extreme in that way, no? That everything is sort of viewed as a good that you can buy and sell. And we are saying, well, things like education, housing, and health cannot be treated as such. And this is a big discussion. Of course, we could speak about this. You could write entire libraries about this thing.
Absolutely.
Not only in Chile, but in South America.
And so what is the position of music in this struggle? How do you think that songwriting and playing music can help you work to achieve the goals you're talking about?
Salvador Allende, who was the last democratic president in the 1970s, said something very beautiful, said there is no revolution without songs, you know, and that phrase resonates very strong still today in Chile and around the world. And I think there is so much beauty, poetry, and truth also to his words, no? Songs bring people together. Songs create epic, you know, in a time and age where politics are so discredited. I'm not even going to start speaking about the USA, because that's a whole other level, no? But
right.
Where people have fallen to such a level of detachment to the political processes, no? And on the other side, you have art and particularly music, which can move masses of people and which can deliver a message in a very emotional, very strong way, you know, that makes lots of people vibrate together. So I think that's the real value.
Absolutely.
There.
And yeah, there's definitely that emotional immediacy that music has. And also, I think when it comes to traditional music and folk music, those forms are easy using those forms, it's possible to break away from the consumerism that dominates a lot of popular music these days. Because if it's something that's rooted in the land, it's hard to license it in that way.
Yeah, but it's a good issue. I mean, also the industry where I work is also very much a victim, you know, to the market. And I say a victim very, very aware of what I'm saying. I've thought long about this, and I think really that the quality of music is worse, you know, than it would be otherwise, because it's obliged, it's forced into certain specific parameters, you know, that are the ones that sell brackets, no? A little bit like human beauty, like not every woman has to be super skinny, blonde, tall, and blue-eyed, you know, and big. I mean, there is so much other kinds of beauty. Nevertheless, the system sort of profits from having a very defined and specific thing that it can package, you know, and sell easily. So I think music is also in that same complex situation. And I personally have taken a very clear decision not to sacrifice art, you know, for markets. Really.
So Nano, yes. How would you describe your music?
Strongly rooted in the Chilean and South American tradition of music, but also very much present rock and roll and jazz in terms of how we play it, how we approach it. To start, the band that I'm touring with now is a trio, so it's a drum set, an electric bass, and then me with acoustic guitars and violins and some folk flutes. So it's really halfway between the folk, with our folk tradition, and the sort of power trio, you know. And I guess for North American audiences, that's quite interesting to be able to approach this music in a setting that is quite familiar for you guys.
Speaking of which, can you talk about the workshop that you're planning on Sunday here at the Sanctuary?
Well, it's really depends very much each workshop how it goes, on who comes, you know, and what's the vibe there. Because sometimes there will be musicians with the instruments, and it's going to be more of a playing thing. But many times I conduct workshops for people who are not at all musicians, who never picked up an instrument in their life, and it's more of a trip through the tradition of music and therefore culture in South American history and present day. No, it's really interesting if people are into learning more about our culture. And I say our because it's not only Chilean, but it's really Latin American as one thing. It's very hard to impose borders on culture, because our cultures are way older than our borders, and this is manifest in every way.
That's absolutely true. Thank you so much for being here, Nano Stern, and we look forward to having you on Sunday.
Great. Thank you. I'm happy to talk to you, and I look forward to arriving.
That was Nano, singer-songwriter Nano Stern, who will be here at the Sanctuary on Sunday to lead a workshop.